WRZZ 544, monitoring the frequency. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WSTU 445, monitoring mobile.
WFET 544, WFEU 445, copy.
445, good morning.
And a crisp one at that. A little chilly this morning. We are running a little bit behind. I will be there. Everything should already be there. There shouldn't be anybody coming in. If there is, just help hang tight. I'll probably be there by 10 after.
Sounds good. I'll get things going here in just a few. And yeah, when I went out to get the truck this morning, I had two hands to get the door open. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, I had to pull a little harder on mine too, and things were snapping, popping, pulling it open. But I got my, and I turned it on, I was picking up the repeater in my driveway, so clear air must be helping.
Yes, it is, because I had no static or anything in the driveway this morning.
Yeah, mine's much clearer this morning, so it makes a huge difference.
All that cold, dense air helps you travel.
I haven't been hearing much traffic the last few days.
No, I haven't either. Haven't heard from Jeremy in a couple of days, but him being a firefighter, they're 24 on, 24 off.
Is he going out? Is he deer hunt?
No, I just, I think when he's not at work, he's usually doing stuff around the house, and he's in a valley, so even with his repeater, there's no way that we can talk at his house. He's got to be out and moving. We've been talking with another guy on here, asking him about antennas and stuff, so I think he's looking into a bigger antenna so he can get out there a little further.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he'd have to go as high as I would to pick up some repeater.
Well, the road he's on is really down, and it's in a deep little valley, so there's a hill big enough that when my dad was growing up, he used to sled down that hill. It was so long and so far down in there.
I'm really surprised we haven't picked up more chatter on all the channels with the deer season on and duty rifle season. That might give a spike. But I was hearing a lot of chatter for a while with people talking about deer hunting, and then season opened and stop.
That's probably it. Everybody's sitting in a tree right now waiting, and I'm sure when rifle season kicks off, it'll be real quiet. I had just heard one other guy this morning on the channel after I had opened the channel, let him know I was monitoring. He came on there, he was listening, but that's been it. Two people this morning is all I've heard.
Yeah, I heard Bob get on the Petoskey repeater last night on my way home, but I was in a spot where I was about to lose him going down in the depth, so I didn't do anything.
Well, it'll keep clear airways so we can back and forth while we're getting our stuff tuned and dialed in.
All right, Brian, I will see you when I get there. Make sure it's nice and toasty when I get in there. I don't want to be cold when I go to work.
Yeah, I will. I'll make sure the heat's on and we'll get coffee going.
All right, we'll see you shortly. WSET 544, clear and monitoring.
WSEU 445, clear and monitoring. WRZP 544, WIUG 488. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSUV 387 monitoring.
Seven, good morning. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile in Saginaw. How are you this morning?
Good morning, doing all right. Calling from Detroit at the moment in the mobile.
Yeah, roger that. Sounding real good up this way.
Same to you.
Hope you got some really strong sunglasses this morning.
Right, because it's so bright out here.
Up where I am, it's killing me. I pulled out the driveway right into it. It's like, whoa, I was just about blinded.
Yeah, it's that time of day for it, but it's pretty cloudy down here in Detroit at the moment.
Looking up in the sky, I'm actually headed north away from Detroit right now. It's kind of a little bit cloudy, but it kind of looks overcast, but there's still lots and lots of pockets with that sun pushing through.
Well, get all the sun you can while you can, because it's not going to be so bright these coming months, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is true, but unfortunately I work no matter what kind of weather it is.
Yeah, same with me.
This adulting thing sucks.
I highly agree with you.
It's funny, when I was talking to my kids, my nieces one day about, they wanted to go somewhere and I told them how much it was, and they're like, well, that's not a lot of money, and I'm like, yeah, that's like 2 weeks worth of paychecks for me. I'm like, how much do you think it costs to raise you kids? And we figured out to raise our kids from birth until 18, there's four of them in the house, and not counting all the extras of going on vacations and stuff like that, just the essentials was like $1 million. And I'm like, dear Lord.
Yeah, I had to recently tell one of my nieces, like, getting older is not fun whatsoever, and to enjoy being a kid as long as you can.
Well, I get it, because when I was a kid, I wanted to be an adult. Now that I'm an adult, I want to be a kid. So I get where they're coming from, you know, where they definitely think that, you know, it's greener pastures. But that's just because they see the things they want. They see that we can make our own decisions and do certain things that we want that they can't. But they don't realize all the work and everything else that goes on behind the scenes. They don't get it.
Yeah, I remember when I told my dad that I wanted to be a grown-up so I could do whatever I want, and then he just laughed in my face about it, and I totally understand why now. But, yeah, to be a kid again, eh?
Yeah, you know, even as an adult, I still don't get to do what I want. Went to pick up one of the kids from school one day, and had the other one in the car, and they, she said to me, yeah, how come you're picking us up? I thought Mama was going to pick us up. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't make decisions. I just drive the car. So even as an adult, I don't get to do what I want. I just do what I'm told.
Yeah, that happy life thing, right?
Yeah, more or less, something like that, you know. Path of least resistance is how I like to look at it.
Yeah, I just got married a few months ago, and keeping her happy is keeping me happy, I suppose, so... But wouldn't have it any other way.
Congratulations on that, and you know, certainly wish you both very well in your future there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I'll be pulling up to my work in a couple minutes here. I'll be clear. WSEV 387. Drive safe.
Nice chatting with you there. Have a wonderful day. And until we do it again, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, and we will be monitoring for a few more minutes.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957. WIUG 488. Hey, good morning, Jack. Just waking up. Just got up. What the heck was this? How you doing? I'm good. Just on the way to work. Just about at work. Just a repeater, so I figured I'd give you a shout. Maybe see if you were up. But yeah, it's about it. Nothing. Good news to report or anything. Just seeing how you were doing. You're not coming clear. I don't know why. Anyhow, so I haven't heard you in a long time. Anyhow, what's happening? That's the old same old. Just done work. You know. I'm going up north this weekend, do some work up there, but, yeah, anything new with you?
Oh, nothing at all. Yeah, I was out the Saturday at breakfast. It was about 25 people out that way. More people came in, Roger.
Yeah, I'll have to make it up there one of these days. I know. But I usually got so much stuff going on the weekend. But one of these Saturdays, I'll show up soon. I promise.
No big deal, Eric. You know that. Anytime you like. Anyhow, look, before you go, call me now and give you that sausage.
Roger on that. Yep. Okay. Well, anyhow, I'm just about pulled up here at work, so I'll talk to you later. Maybe I'll try to get out there after work. Good.
Hey, take care. Have a good day. Don't work so hard. WIUG48.
Roger, RTX 957.
WSAJ 949, WRAS 504, do you copy?
WSEU 202, just tested this equipment, hooked it back up, making sure it's running right. WSEU 202, how about a Sheboygan Bob for 544, if I remember. How about at 544? How about that 544? You got a copy on this 202, SEU 202? WSEU 202. .544, you hear that radio, 202 is hollering for you.
.202, just for reference, you're full quieting into the machine, your signal is good. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
I didn't copy that. What did you say out there, 202? WSEU 202, looking for confirmation that this radio is up and running.
I got a good copy on you, too.
We thank you much. 202 of them are back quiet.
745-743. Sure.
RAS 504, do you copy? WRAS 504, you copy?
WRSZ640. WRTX530 mobile monitoring. Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788 monitoring from Bay County.
WRAS 504, monitoring the frequency. WRVU954.
WSFR966, monitoring channel. WSFR 966. Anyone out there?
WRZQ544, Bob is Boyden County, sir.
Got it, thanks. I was just trying to do a range check. Where did you say you were at? I'm in Rochester.
WRZQ544, Sheboygan County, sir. Tip of the net.
Great, thanks for that, sir. Thank you.
Customary to use your call signs for identification purposes as well. WRZQ544, monitoring the frequency.
WSFR 966. Roger, kind of new at this, but thought you had to do it.
And welcome. Enjoy the MIH system. There's plenty of folks out there that are willing to answer help with anything you may need, too. So, again, enjoy your day. We'll do it again. WRZQ544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, thank you, sir. WSFR66.
WRUU850. WSFT308, go ahead, 580.
WRUU850. WRUG480, copy.
Yes, I do, Jack. And there's somebody else in there as well. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I didn't know it was somebody else. Go ahead, somebody else.
At WSFT308 here. How you doing, guys?
Well, let me see here. Good afternoon. Name here is Sean, and I am mobile from point A to point B. Figured I'd throw my call out here and see what's going on. So, Jack, over to you, and then you can pass it over to 380. Is that what it was, 380? I'll get the name when it comes around to him. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, yeah, Sean, I'm on the 10-wire radio outside. clean up again, and cut the grass a little bit more, go down a little bit more. So, enjoying the sunshine, but it's a little bit cold. Go ahead, that 380.
Yeah, 308. Close enough, though. Came in from the morning hunt and had to go run a few errands, and I came back and was just hanging out for a few before I went back out. And next thing you know, the neighbor's calling, and sure enough, right around noon, somebody two doors down had hit an 8-point, and it was laying there on the road. The long and short of it is I went and grabbed it. It had been hit in the head and was still good as far as the meat goes. And so I went ahead and got a roadkill permit, and I field dressed it. And I'm going to take it in and get it processed. Over.
Well, that's good to hear. Hate to see it go to waste. It sounds like you caught it. You caught it right when it happened. And, I live in the burbs. I'm definitely in the city. You know, now granted, I'm on a, you know, when I say I'm on a dirt road with pretty near an acre of property, it doesn't really paint due justice to where I'm at. I'm very, very much in the suburb city. But I've had a 10-pointer running around my yard. I think Rutt's over. He's not around anymore. But I got a doe living in the neighbor's yard. She got a couple of little bucks with her, and he's been chasing her around for up till about a week ago. I look out my door, and they're right by my picnic table. There's this big old 10-pointer. I know if you live out there in the country, it's not a big deal, but down here in the burbs, it's kind of funky. Guys are all laughing and saying, "Oh, let's go hunt your yard." But city of Warren allows discharging a weapon, so that ain't gonna happen. Anyhow, go ahead, Jack.
Well, yeah, I don't have that problem, but the problem is they come in the wintertime, they jump the fence, they excuse my language, they sit here on the grass and go back. I guess they're smelling the plants I planted, the cucumbers and all that in the summer, and that's what it is. Well, Sean, I got to get back, clean up again. You take care, and you have a good day. You too, 308, WIUG 48.
Yeah, pleasure to meet your acquaintance, Jack. I bought one of those Nagoya antennas on your recommendation. I've just been listening in. And if I can get in on some of those kickbacks, that'd be great, too. Anyways, great day here. I'm going to get ready and probably head out and see if I can actually earn a buck today. So nice chatting with you guys. I'll be... what do they say? Done on your. I don't know how they say it. Anyways, go ahead, 580.
Well, 850, but yeah, clear on your final. That's generally what we say. But you can say anything you want. There's no rules. There's colloquialisms and there's things that we say, but. No problem. Just avoid a back out. We don't need none of that. All right, catch you later. Good luck. And it's a nice crisp, at least up here, it's a nice crisp day. So it should be, if it's anything like that where you're at, it should be a good afternoon hunt. WRUU 850.
Yep, I'm here in the Flint area, and... yep, appreciate it. Nice talking with you. WSFT 308. Clear.
WRZP 544. Congratulations on the dicker there. 550, we'll talk later, sir, I'm sure. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Well, Bob, I got a couple of minutes here before my next port. How you been doing so far this year? You must have bagged at least one by now.
Nothing in the ice box yet there, brother. I've got my eye on a couple, though, and the old trail cam show promise. Roger that.
All right. So how is the population up there? Have they gone varmint level yet? I think you were saying they're kind of varmint level. I know down here they're culling herds. They're getting real comfy.
Roger that, Sean. There's more deer up here than people, so yeah, they're plentiful, healthy population. So and the DNR is looking to thin them out. So. That's the nature of things. So everybody be safe. Mrs. is home with groceries. I got to help unload there. We'll talk soon. WRZP 544. Sean, you be safe. And Jack, will talk as well later. Clear the team.
All right, Bob. Take care. Enjoy. We'll catch you later. WRUU 850.
Okay, Bob, you take care and you have a good day. WIUG 84. WIUG 488, clear.
WRFX 966, standing by.
That's station 966, you sounding good? WIUG 488.
Good afternoon, Jack. Just backed into my driveway. I'm on the walkie-talkie outside. Roger.
I tell you, that walkie-talkie sounding good. I'm outside. Roger.
Yeah, sir. I kind of expect that this is one of my Motorolas, and I am on Detroit, so I should be good and strong, right?
You're absolutely right. Good and strong. Okay. Roger.
Well, the end of another day at work, and I made $2 today. Holy goody.
And $1 goes to your ice cream.
I did pay 75 cents for my cup of coffee this morning, so it is what I actually get by more.
Roger. You still out there?
Yeah, sir. I was just getting my stuff out of the truck. All my goodies, my empty lunch bag and whatnot. Roger.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Take it inside the house before it freezes up. It's cold outside, let me tell you. I've been doing some work outside and I had a jacket on. I gotta let you go because I'm gonna finish and get inside the house. You take care, you're sounding good. You have a good day. WIUG 48.
For Jack, enjoy the rest of your day. WRFX 966, standing by.
WRAS 504. Jim, you copy? WRAS 504. Jim, you copy?
WRWX 221 mobile. And you copy? WRWX 221 mobile, and you copy? WRWX 221 Mobile, this is 221 Base, do you hear me? WRWX 221 Mobile, Andrew out there?
WFEX870, standing by.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel, 560, that's SDC, 560 office.
WR357.
WSEW573-357.
Yeah, same with me. Just got in the car and traffic's already at a standstill. I'm over in Macomb County where you're located.
Yeah, I am currently up in Bay City right now.
Where Macomb County is, just outside of Mount Clemens, and you got a great signal.
Yeah, you're coming in scratchy and kind of quiet.
Oh, no kidding. I'll have to check into that. Usually from this location, I come in strong and booming, so I might have the vest case on the table or your antenna or something.
what kind of radio and antenna are you running?
I have just a Midland radio with that King Air, just the tiny little one, but it always works great. Always strong signal. So I'm thinking maybe something's up.
Yeah, I'm also running a Midland MXT275 with the little quarter wave antenna that it came with.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have. I couldn't remember the number until you just mentioned it. Yeah, same thing with everything in the handset.
Yeah, I really like this radio so far. I like the size of it.
Yeah, I do too. I like that I can hide the base and have just the microphone out, and and I don't need any radio with a lot of features in the vehicle, so I didn't care that it was didn't have the features that other radios have, but it's always been a great performer.
The 50-watt one does so good. I can't imagine what running the 50-watt one would be like.
Yeah, same here. Maybe a little bit better on the fringes. I've been 25 miles here and gotten great signal, but I've had talked to people with 50 watt mobiles and bigger antennas, and they'd really stretch it out to 30 plus miles. So great.
I think I'm starting to lose you here, so this is WSCW573. You have a good day, sir. Safe travels. Over.
I can tell you're talking a little bit, so you must be getting on edge. This is WRWR.
WRWX221 Mobile. WSEL664 Mobile Wyandotte.
Yeah, Mobile One, I copy you.
WRWX221, Papa G out there?
Give me RQ8.
WSBS 311.
Well, 887, I was just thinking of you, I mean, just moments ago, going through your call sign in my head. So that's pretty good timing. How's it going with you?
I just got in the car. I'm heading home. I really couldn't hear anything you just said. Lots of static.
Okay. Well, I'll get to talk to you when you get home. I'll be sure.
Oh, roger that.
WSBS 311, standing by.
Clear.
Yeah, 475, Ron, are you out there?
You're there, reading you loud and clear.
Good deal, we're reading you loud and clear over here, WSCL 475 out.
RAS 504, you copy? To the RAS 504, you copy?
WSEU 202, with Susan Gimian. WSEU 202, giving a call, holler out to WRZP 544.
WSDD 439.
WRQ88 mobile monitor.
WSTY 438 Isabella County. Junk.
Good evening, this is WSTY 580, wondering how everyone's doing out there tonight. Just curious how I'm sounding out there on a 10 watt, I think that's good.
WRWR357. Anybody out there listening?
What about the PFAS in our water? Why isn't anyone talking about that? Forever chemicals are killing us and our children slowly. And nobody wants to talk about it. Watch the movie Dark Waters. True story.
USFC308. You got a call sign there, buddy?
WSCY717, here is WSCA452. WSDY 438, standing by.